Did anyone besides me notice that during the Pledge of Allegiance, the words "under God" seem to be a little bit more pronounced? I see a lot of nodding heads. Thanks for leading us, Tommy. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, armistice was signed, ending World War I, the Great War, the war to end all wars. Yeah. Eventually, through a series of events, it became Veterans Day, November 11th each year. It's set aside so that our nation can say thank you to all veterans. Active duty veterans, Tommy. Living veterans, those who've passed. Retired, honorably discharged. We take a few minutes out of our day to say thank you to all of those. Thank you. It doesn't take much. Just a simple nod, a thank you. That's enough. What it means to be a veteran. It means that, well, for us older guys, back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you had to celebrate your 18th birthday by going to Selective Service and registering for the draft. I will never forget my 18th birthday. I had a tooth fixed. On the way to Selective Service, I got my first speeding ticket. It's a great day. But you know that sooner or later, at that time, sooner or later, we were going to go on active duty somewhere, somehow, whether through the draft or through enlistment or whatever. And you know that you're going to meet a lot of people that you never dreamed existed. And you're going to have to learn to trust those people. You're going to have to learn what discipline really means. Discipline does not mean punishment. It means teamwork, self-control, strive for perfection, achieve greatness. It's very simple. You know that as a veteran, you're leaving your loved ones at home. They're watching you go. You know that you may face battle. You know that you may not come home. If you do, in a flag-draped coffin. Sometimes not at all. There are a lot of things that you learn about yourself as a veteran. Some things you may not like. But you learn. And you live. And you wear that uniform proudly. Your chest sticks out a little farther, your stomach in a little bit. You stand taller. You stand a little prouder. Particularly when someone says thank you. It also means that when you hear the national anthem, you stand. And you look at that flag or you face the music. And last, when you hear taps, maybe you'll have a lump in your throat, a quick breath, maybe I gotta hold it. Another veteran has gone on. From one veteran to all of you out there, thank you. Now, we have several veterans here in our little church. Would you all please stand, all of you, every veteran? A good many here. We have a little something just to say thank you. So, if you would please, come forward.
American flag, so better. Thank you. Well, I forgot to mention, on that table, there's a bunch of the four pictures. Have a good time there.
Yes. We talked about that last week. See if you can figure out who's who. We got a couple of veterans today that couldn't make it today, but check out those in the back. It's good to see Wanda here today. I cannot think about Veterans Day and not think about your dad. I thought about that this morning. Thought about Ray this morning. Yep.